now.
I'm looking forward to seeing whomever is coming into town for paydays. Even if it's people I don't like, I'll pretend like I like them while I'm here.
Well, you are an actor of sorts.
I don't want to create bad feeling, so I'll just, you know, I'll. What's interesting there is that if people come in and they say, "Oh, John's so nice to everyone," it's not because I'm nice; it's because I'm just pretending. Do I have to turn here?
The next one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. You are a British tourist.
I would.
Where am I going?
I would only ever come in from the other direction.
Yeah, right. The Crab House, right in here.
Oh, here.
In here.
Oh, yeah, because the eggs are there. You can't get
right. Exactly. So you're gonna go around the Crab House and go behind the hotel.
I see, and then we can park in the rear.
Yes. Take it in the rear. Oh. While John tops his t-shirt.
I'm going to top my t-shirt and tap. I know, I'm going to have to...
What do you Brits call, you know, like the beginning, the end of a show? Is it like tops and tails?
Yes,
like
the that? Tops and the tails.
The tops and the tails.
I'm going to go right here. I gotta...
So, yeah. Let's call the show that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I see, and then we can park in the rear.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 614 of the BFO for Thursday, the 10th of June, 2010. Y'all, hopefully I sound a little bit better today, because y'all, I have had the NyQuil, I have had the 10-hour Nip-a-Nap, and there may have been a gentleman caller or two to help dislodge whatever was stuck in my throat. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Now, y'all, Miss Kitty is sitting here in the Auxiliary Podcast Studio fondling himself while I podcast. And Miss Kitty is the studio audience today, and he is here with pants off. Isn't that right, Miss Kitty?
That would be correct.
But Miss Kitty is making sure that, oh, dear Gussie, is making sure that I am feeling better, that I'm getting rest, that I'm being fed properly, that I've been medicated. And so, y'all, I do feel better, and I think I sound a little bit better today, don't I? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you do.
But anyway, y'all, I'm not going to... first of all, a couple of things I want to talk about. Number one, Stephen the Uck sent me an update... And I think five, maybe six of you have written a review of the new BFO app over there in the app store. And I think that's wonderful. I think that's wonderful for those six people that did it. Now for the rest of you, get off your ass and do it. Yes, Big Friday, we will get over there immediately. We are off our ass and gonna do it right now. And get over there and write a five-star review of the BFO app. And then the other thing, he said that we need to sell about 70 more. That is the French dip sandwich with the cucumber salad and the French fried potatoes. And y'all, the sandwich was as big as a house. It was as big as a house. And I ate most of it, but it was delicious. And anyway, so encourage your friends to go buy the $1.99 app so y'all, so that during Pride 48 weekend, we can send the big check over to Mr. Daniel Brewer Beaver for the computer that Joe bought. Yes! Now the other thing, I don't know what happened on the Wednesday show, y'all, but I did the show as I always do. There was a little glitch in it somewhere, and I don't know what it was. It posted to the website. It did not post in iTurds. When I went back to figure out what was wrong, I realized that I had fucked up the opening and closing music, so I fixed that when I tried to fix it in iTurds. I posted the correct thing on the website. I still couldn't get it to post into the iTurds. And y'all, what I had to do is I had to open a brand new file and copy each little piece of the little show and post it into a brand new file and save it over and then upload it again, and it worked that time. So I don't know, but for those of you who were unable to consume your breakfast this morning, while you were listening to the BFO, please know that it was not my fault. It was Archer's fault. So anyway, now y'all, before, I don't want to run my voice ragged, and y'all, I have a buttload. I have a buttload of the voice letters, and so today it is going to be a voice letter palooza. Yes!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
I don't know. I pushed start recording. I don't know if it's working. Hello? Hello, Big Fatty? Can you hear me? I'm using your new iPhone app. I can't believe I spent $2.49 to do this. I probably could have made 20 actual phone calls to you. This is Scotty, your little Aussie butler from the future.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was the little Aussie battler Scotty, and y'all, not only was he the first person to use the send a voice letter to Big Fatty function on the new iPhone app, but he was also caller number 800 to the BFO. So, Scotty, congratulations. I will have a prize for you. I have no fucking idea what prizes I have left, because, you know, y'all, we gave away quite a few prizes. We've got some lube. That's liquid. You can't send that through the mail, I don't think. But, Scotty, I'll have to figure out. I can assure you it will not be a box of See's candies. But I'll have to wait till I get back to the Fat Cave to see what prizes may be remaining in the Fat Cave. And so, Scotty, congratulations, and thank you for buying the app for your iNatter. And I hope you enjoy it. And so there you go. Yes, Big Freddy, that was lovely that you got away with only having to give away one prize for the same person. So anyway, moving along.
Big Fatty, it's Casey in Denver. How are you? I know you're at the Good A's. So I have a Motorola Droid, as does that Jeremiah. And I did go to my marketplace store, and I found the Big Fatty online soundboard, but none of that other stuff that you talked about. Where is that stuff? Is it available for the Droid? Let me know. Thanks. Have fun at the Good A's. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, Casey, I don't know. And y'all, I think it's KC, not Casey. But KC has the delicious tattoos and an enormous penis, y'all. He has an enormous penis. But, maybe I wasn't supposed to say that. But anyway, Casey, I don't have any fucking idea about what's on the Droid app or why. Well, I do know why only the soundboard is there. It's because Stephen the Uck, that's the only thing he put on it. But I don't know if the other things are coming in an update or what. But, you know, I'm sure Stephen the Uck is going to give me updates as time goes on. And y'all, evidently there, you know, the BFO is on the cutting edge of everything, y'all. Especially the cheese. But anyway, the cutting edge, and y'all, ever since the BFO podcast app came out, now everybody wants Stephen Uck to, I must have an app for my little show, too. And y'all, he'll be happy to do it for $50. So, and I believe that's $50 pounds sterling, as they say. And y'all, if you would like to give me that money, I'll be happy to hand deliver that to Stephen the Ott. Okay, maybe not.
I'll take it.
But y'all, yeah, that's right. Miss Kitty's going over to the Ott. When are you going again?
July 3rd.
And where you're going to be on one of those barges, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to be on a barge on the Thames.
Oh, that's spelled Thames, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and maybe you'll run into Naught. He has a blue mohawk.
I'll be looking for him.
Yeah. Anyway, hot. He's with my straight boyfriend over there. Stephen the Uck, don't have any idea what he looks like. But anyway. But he does a great app, and he'll only charge you $50 to do your podcast app. Because, y'all, you can't do everything for free. Only the most impotent shows are on the cutting edge for that. So, y'all, there you have it. There you have it. But, KC and Denver, I don't know what the time frame is for updates on the Droid, but I do know that, you know, the free version of the BFO app does not have the Pride 48 or the Pride 48 chat room on it. But, y'all, it does have that hidden Easter egg. And, y'all, I heard, now Miss Kitty is going, I don't know about the Easter egg.
I get it, but then I can't.
You can't find it, can you?
Well, I pushed it.
Shh.
Sorry.
Don't tell them where it is.
Well, I know where it is, but after I get there, I can't get it.
Oh, no. You just get the message, have you found the Easter egg, right?
Right.
No, that's not the Easter egg. So, anyway, there's a secret message, and there's an Easter egg. But anyway,
at
but
least
y'all...
At least I found the fucking message.
He found the fucking message. It says, you found the fucking message. But anyway, y'all, I heard late on hump day afternoon that Terry of Tom and Terry from the Chicagos has found the missing, not the missing Easter egg, the hidden Easter egg. Y'all, and speaking of Easter eggs, what is your favorite little voice letter, voice that you love to hear? It's nothing less than an Easter egg. It's Jeremiah.
Big Fatty, have you reached the Orlando's yet? I hope you're having a wonderful time over there at the Parliament House. Did you pack the portable sling and bring it with you from Miss Leah? I'm sure she'll miss it if you did. Well, I have left for work, and I'm leaving town. I'm going to the New Orleans to have some adult beverages, Big Fatty. The Air Force and I are calling it quits. He has left a dear Jeremiah letter. He has gone to his mother's at the beach because I am stubborn and opinionated and hard to live with, as it would seem, Big Fatty. All I have to say is good riddance. However, now I'm about to be 30, and you know what that means, Big Fatty, in the gay years. That means I'm going to die old and alone. I'm almost like Vera, but she has all those people, you know, with her. So I'm going to plan my gay funeral, Big Fatty. We'll let you know where to attend. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, can we just have a moment of silence? A moment of silence for Jeremiah, because y'all, he is on his way out. He is nearing the end. Nearing the end. And, you know, Jeremiah, as a window closes, a door slams and hits you in the ass. Or something like that. What is, I don't know what the old proverb is, but I'm sure it's something like that. But y'all, our hearts go out to Jeremiah that he and the Air Force have made the split, y'all. They've made the split. I just want to know who got custody of the sling. Because, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But y'all, you are in for a treat, because there was not one Jeremiah call. There were two Jeremiah calls, and y'all, in between the two calls, I had received a little Twitty message that says, "Meg Friday, I am at the Rawhide." Now, y'all, that is the Diddy Bar in the Nolens, where I believe in a previous podcast we had heard about Jeremiah turning and seeing a colored man standing there and his tallywhacker falling into the urinal, and Jeremiah saying, "Dear Gussie." Well, anyway, y'all, evidently Jeremiah had a beverage or 30 when he made this call.
Big Fatty! Hey, Big Fatty. How you doing? Guess who it is? That's right. This buddy, it's me. I'm calling you, Big Fatty. How you doing? All right.
Dear Gussie, y'all, Jeremiah was on a roll. On a roll. It could have been a baguette, though. I don't know. Or what are those little... A beignet. A po' boy. Oh, excuse me.
I thought a beignet was like fried dough.
It's like a donut, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like fried dough.
Well, it sounded like he may have had a donut or 40. But, y'all, I'm going to kind of jump a little bit out of order here, because I'm going to play two voice letters, one from Brian in Denver and one from David in Denver, because they refer to yesterday's show, and if I wait to play them later, they're going to make even less sense than they will today. Yes, Big Fatty, please play them quickly before they don't make any sense at all.
Hey, Big Fatty, just wondered what happened to your podcast this morning. I tried to download it on iTunes and it wouldn't work, and then I talked to my friend David and he said he couldn't do the same thing on your website, so I was wondering if you had any problems. Good luck, talk to you later. This is Brian from Denver. Bye.
Dear Gussie, this is David in Denver trying to get your show to download this morning so I can enjoy my happy, smile, laughing, good day feeling, and I can't do it. Something's wrong. I called Brian and asked him the same thing and he said nope. It wouldn't work for him either. So we just thought we'd let you know, Big Fatty. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, now, y'all, we've talked about it. We've talked myself blue in the face. In fact, I feel like Papa Smurf. I'm so blue in the face about it not working. And God only knows if this one's going to work. So we'll just have to wait and see. We will have to wait and see. But so far, so good. But, y'all, we've had a lovely day. I just thought I'd give you a little update here at the end of the little show. But we've had a lovely day here in Fort Lauderdale. Y'all, it's hot as a mullet. It is hot as a mullet here in the Fort Lauderdales. But, and we did we have rain today?
No.
No, we did not have any rain today. But, y'all, we are getting ready to go out and get us a little supper. Then who knows? There may be a little visit to the gentleman caller area a little bit later on this evening. We're playing it by ear, y'all. You know what we've got to hurry up and do? Oh dear Gussie! You know what we've got to hurry up and do? Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing. Miss Kitty, did you happen to sneak another piece of that See's candy?
I have managed to refrain.
Oh, dear Gussie.
It was because I couldn't find my food hook.
Oh, I hate it when I can't find the food hook. You know, sometimes they consider that a dangerous weapon when you're going through the TSA. You know, excuse me, what is that? That is my food hook. Don't take my food hook. I'll have to grab you by the testicles with that. And you, no, that is my food hook. Y'all, I mean, can you see me doing the food hook with my fingers? Because I'm sitting here doing the food hook motion with my finger. Yes, we see it. We can picture it, can't you, John?
I see, and then we can park in the rear.
Yes.
Oh, yes, park in the rear with that food hook.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.